huge fallout to round two of AFL action. It'll start at the tribunal because Nathan Broad has been sent directly there for his tackle on Patrick Parnell. The incident was graded as careless, severe impact and high contact. Ryan Burton has been offered a two-match suspension for his tackle on Jamie Elliott. Careless, high. And Jai Simpkin can accept a one-match ban for striking Caleb Sarong. Your thoughts, firstly, on Ryan Burton?
Yeah, I thought that was the right decision to pay a free kick on the day. I know that Billy stayed down for a little bit, but I understand trying to protect the head, but that to be 2 weeks for me just doesn't wash. I don't think that penalty fit the crime.
1 week or just a free kick?
I think it's a reprimand at first, maybe a fine. But if you're a recidivist and you go again, I think then there should be some waiting on it, and potentially you miss a week.
So what's your
if you knock someone out like Broad's tackle, I think that is,
yeah.
But that's when something has happened. Like where obviously the high rating on Burton's is the chance to cause injury, but. I don't think that his was over the top aggressive. I thought it was a bit. It was the second action was silly, and it was worth a free kick. But I didn't think it was over the top.
Are you suggesting a total overhaul? I don't want to get bogged down in tribunal stuff because it can get a bit tiresome. But when you suggest a recidivist, and when you've done it before, that used to be the case. You used to get.
Yeah.
I got 3 weeks one time for bumping into the back of Sam Mitchell, and it came down to one. Because I took an early guilty plea and I had a good record.
Yeah, okay.
So 2 weeks came off a charge. Don't get me started on the initial 3 week sanction for not doing much at all.
No.
But anyway, so that used to be the case that they got rid of that. Are you suggesting the whole thing needs to be thrown out and start again?
No, look, I think largely it's all right. But in the end, we sort of like so the impact, for instance, it used to be about what the injury was to the other person, and that would be the decision of whether it was low, medium, high or severe impact. Now part of the impact rating is the chance to cause injury. Mm. Like, is this something that is likely to cause injury or that has a chance of being, you know, pretty bad? But I don't know how we do that. We're supposing that this could have been a really bad injury. So if someone has landed on been dumped on their head, and they've been knocked themselves out and potentially missed a couple of weeks, then every tackle that's like that is then adjudicated as that could be high or severe because it has the chance to do that. Mm. I don't think that's accurate. Oh. It's pretty hard to project into that, and I think Burton's been given too many.